I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. I got a king size bed and a
PhD in the way it used to be. He will be at our not so silent night on the 16th. Welcome back, Matt Nathanson.
Yay! Woo! How are you guys?
We are really good. I'm so glad you knew the number to call, because every time I think of you, I think still got the same old number, still got the car you hate.
It's awesome.
I love the song. Used to be. It's so good, Matt.
You're the best. P.S. I totally called the wrong number and got some spooky man's voicemail. In case you're wondering what I did right before I called it.
Seriously?
His voicemail sounded like, just like he maybe had maybe 30 cats in, you know, under his bed.
You must have called the direct line to Jay Love, our boss, who I know you know. And yeah, that's his voicemail.
No, it wasn't him. It was totally a misdial. But I know Jay Love wears Christmas sweaters. That's what I know about him.
I
know that he steps it up around this time of year in a beautiful way.
He does. He's very festive. Mercedes and I were talking, Matt, that we just love you so much because you're so entertaining as well. You're a musician. You're a funny man. You're on stage. You entertain us. Now, there's kind of seems to be like a new trend, I think, in music. John Mayer's going to be here New Year's Eve with Dave Chappelle. Next year, the Styx are going on tour with the who's the blue collar comedy guy?
But first of all, they're not called the Styx. It's just
the Styx. That was incredible. You literally said the Styx, and I was like, dude, what band is that?
The Styx.
They're called Styx.
They're just Styx.
No, the Styx.
No.
Aren't they the Styx? They're Styx.
Like a
bushel of Styx.
No.
First of all, John the Mayor is going out on tour with Dave Chappelle. And then the Styx will be going on tour with Brian the Dunham or whatever that guy is.
Who
that
is the
Jeff
puppet.
Dunham?
No, redneck guy.
Oh, what's his name?
Oh he's
Jeff Foxworthy?
No, the other one.
Oh my God, there's so many.
Come on. Get her done.
Larry the Cable Guy.
Larry the Cable Guy.
That's
why he said it, because it's Larry the Cable Guy.
No, it's Larry
no,
Cable
it's
Guy.
Larry Cable Guy. Yeah, that's it. The Styx are going out with Larry Cable Guy.
Matt, where I was going, buddy, is there a comedian that you would want to go out on tour with?
Oh, yeah. I know. I'm friends with a ton of comedians. So I feel like we do this thing in San Francisco every year called Sketchfest, which is like comedians from all over come and do nights, you know, multiple shows a night for like 2 weeks in San Francisco. So I've become friends with like Eugene Merman and Bobcat Goldthwait. And so, I mean, the funniest people on earth. So I totally do a tour with Bobcat. He's like one of the funniest people I've ever known in my whole life.
And his voice is so recognizable. I mean,
Yeah, that thing is incredible.
Okay, $20 at Not So Silent Night if you can do a good Bobcat Goldthwait impression right now.
Oh, my God. I can't. I'm terrible at it. There it is. That's a good one.
Oh, Matt, you need to pay Mercedes $20 to do that on stage, because you should have seen her face doing that.
Dude, I will literally double that. $40, Mercedes. You do the Bobcat, and we can totally do like scenes from Police Academy.
What about music for you, Matt Nathanson? When you think high school, what song comes to mind?
Oh, boy. I mean, like crying to probably like The Cure or some sort of, but also like probably listening to the second Warrant album, Cherry Pie.
Oh,
finding
my.
The emotional heft in Cherry Pie. That was my high school experience.
There's an emotional heft in Cherry Pie?
There definitely is not. Like 1,000% there's not. But I found like there's a couple ballads in there, you know, a couple like Woe Is Me, Janie Lane numbers, and I related to that as a kid in New Hampshire.
I know for a fact what your favorite album is, and I want you to say it, because Mercedes criticizes the way that I say the title of this album, because it as well is my favorite album of all time. Your favorite album
is... That's your favorite album too?
Oh, I have the CD still in my car. I listen to it via CD. Love it.
Oh my God, via CD. I love this. The U2. You listen to the U2?
Achtung Baby.
The U2.
The U2.
Yeah, Achtung Baby. Yeah, Achtung Baby. You say it with the hard CH. Achtung Baby.
That's how Bono says it, doesn't he? He goes, Achtung Baby.
Yes, he does. He does. But he's European, so I sort of feel, you know, he, you know, the Ireland thing gets him to do it. I just go Achtung Baby, but if we're going to go, I'll throw a little spit in there.
I like the way Matt says it better. You try to sound all cultured when you do it. And it
I'm not European. I bought the CD when it came out, and I've had it in every single car that I've owned. It's a thing that I do. I just keep that CD, and it's in my current car right now. I was just playing the whole thing. My wife and I were driving home from dinner like 2 weeks ago. I'm like, we got to put on some Achtung Baby, and what a night it was.
I love that you say that after dinner. You're like, oh, we got to put on the Achtung Baby right now. And it's a perfect record, man. I slept out on the sidewalk at midnight. I'd like get it at midnight the night before it came out in 91. Oh, my God. Wow. Isn't it crazy that we were only 5 years old when that album came out?
Seriously, my dad actually handed it down to me. I wasn't alive.
Totally. Yeah, it was beautiful. He gave me that and his gun.
What about with your daughter, Matt? Do you play some of this old music for your daughter?
Yeah, I used to think that I had it on lock, man. I used to think I've got my kid kind of, I'm molding her. I would do Peter Gabriel, Fleetwood Mac. At a certain point, she just like took the reins, didn't want to have anything to do with anything that had to do with my music. And now it's all her all the time. And it's like The Greatest Showman. I cannot get away from that.
Oh, I love that movie. That movie and those songs are so good. Will you sing a song from The Greatest Showman at Not So Silent Night?
If you do a Bobcat Goldthwait impression of a song from Achtung Baby, I promise I will do it.
Deal.
I'm so in.
This is awesome.
You are seriously one of our favorite artists. I can't wait to see you, Matt. Thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, great talking to you guys. See you soon.
All right, see you, brother.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Okay, bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.